Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 10th of July, 2010. And we have Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, and we're going to be bringing him up this hour here in just a moment. But Dan in Kentucky, I wanted to give you a real quick chance to finish your thoughts there.
We went to Ron Paul's office and he couldn't do anything about CenterPoint spinning the meters. Everybody's bills went up at least $100 for 1 month when they put the new meters on. There wasn't any way to do that. They told me to call Craig Allen, the Galveston representative, and mm-hmm. he wouldn't do anything. In fact, he was encouraging people to vote for a new arena they don't need after they had Hurricane Ike. But there is a way to solve this problem. Every city and county in the country has CAFRs, that's Certified Audited Financial Reports. Mm-hmm. Those are off-books money that they have collected. The Illuminati are looting those, but there's still a lot of money available, and people need to go get copies. I have a friend in Dallas who was having a meeting with Restore the Texas Republic, and they were talking about how they could get them, and some woman came in to their meeting from Alaska. She went down there and got them. She said, you know, just be persistent and whatever, but we have the right to all these. One more thing, you mentioned the guy called in Restore America Plan before. Bob Chapman has in his latest issue about the BIS and Bank for International Settlements and Central Banks buying gold to have a gold standard again. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Bob does. You can ask him about that. But I have friends working in the assemblies and Restore America Plan and all that, and they tell you to wait and stay, and everything will be taken care of. We all need to do our part, and I don't think anybody needs to sit back and wait for things to happen. Some of the people, I think Norman Schwarzkopf is supposed to be with that group, and he was in Iraq. I don't know if he's changed his mind, but
if you don't know the people
personally, we can't sit back. We all have to get these certified audited financial reports, and I think Bob might want to have a comment on whether the central banks are going to have a gold standard
again
or not.
Okay, well, I think he's probably listening now, so I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. And when we come back, we'll bring up Bob Chapman. We'll talk about that and talk about the unemployment numbers. We'll talk about, you know, the collection of all wealth.
That's Did really I stay on and ask him that?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. We'll hold you over the break and give you a chance to do that, okay? Stay with us, folks. We got to take a break. Bob Chapman will be brought up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
And we are back. This is Govern America. Bob Chapman attended the Northeastern University majoring in business management. He spent 3 years in the U.S. Army counterintelligence, mostly in Europe, and he's resided in various places around the globe. He was a stockbroker from 1960 to 1988, owning his own brokerage firm for 18 years, which served over 6,000 clients when he retired. After his retirement, which was in June of 1991, at the request of business associates, he began writing his The International Forecaster newsletter, which he's been doing ever since. And you can get to his website from linking across to ours. It's newly designed, looking fabulous. And we're pleased to have Bob Chapman back on Govern America. Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to be here.
We have a caller on the line right out of the box, so I had a question for you. Go ahead, Dan.
Bob, how are you? Great, if as always. And I was telling people that they ought to get access to their local or county certified audit financial reports in order to see what money is available to stop privatization. And also, there was a caller calling in about how the BIS and central banks are buying gold now, and that the Restore America Plan, Guardians of the Republic, people are saying, don't worry, there's going to be a new gold standard. The banks are going to do that, and everything's being taken care of. And I'm not so sure about that, but I mentioned that you mentioned BIS and their plans for currency and whether it's backed by gold or not, if you could talk about that.
Well, first of all, I think you're absolutely right about going to your local cities and towns and councils in order to get the financial report, because in there it will tell you what they have and what's available, and particularly what their assets and liabilities are, and you can see what kind of shape they're really in. My experience in researching the privatization of things, usually utilities, worldwide, has been that, as Dan said, they go in after having gotten control, and it's usually by government edict, and they raise rates, whether it's water or power or gas or whatever it is, and once they have these rates raised, they, over a period of time, continue to raise them, and they don't put anything back into the system. The higher rates are bad enough, but if they're not going to fix the pipes and do the things that are necessary to keep a good, modern, functioning system, then you don't want them to do that. And usually they're transnational corporations who are involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done it only in Houston and in other cities in America, but they've done it all over the world. And they get away with a lot more in other parts of the world because usually they have paid somebody off in order to be able to become the owner of a utility, say a water system. And if the people complain about the high water prices and that their water delivery comes sometimes and sometimes it doesn't, or the transportation system is broken, nothing is done about it. And so privatization is a monstrosity that you never, ever want to allow to happen to your community. As far as the Bank for International Settlements is concerned, they are the Bankers Bank, and they were formed in 1932 during the Depression, and it was to try to sort out the mess that was the Depression throughout the world. Previous to that, there had been depression in Europe, particularly in Germany and Italy, and so it was nothing new to them. And they recently said that they received in 480 tons of gold in exchange for SDRs, special drawing rights, which are issued by the IMF. They said they got it from, they got the gold that they received in from commercial banks. Heretofore, they have not done business with commercial banks. They've only done business with bullion banks, and there's only a handful of them, and central banks. And so we don't know exactly who the lender of the gold was. It might have been several governments. It certainly wasn't commercial banks. They don't have that kind of gold. So that's out. And I think perhaps to be misleading, the BIS probably said, look, you want to send us gold to get liquidity from SDRs. What we'll do is you funnel that through J.P. Morgan Chase, and they will be the ones who ostensibly is giving us the gold, and we the SDRs, and they in turn give the SDRs to you, and of course they charge a fee for doing that. And that would be what one would call subterfuge. The amount of gold involved is large. You might say that perhaps if it were to be a central bank, it might be Portugal, because they have 380 tons. And as you know, they have financial problems. But quite frankly, I think that there's a good chance the whole thing is a ruse. I think that perhaps it never happened. And I think what the central banks are trying to do here is to make people think that there's an overhang in the market of 380 tons of gold, when in fact, if that event occurred last December, I would think they would have sold it into the market to depress prices during January and February. And if you didn't know it, since February, the IMF has been selling gold, which they said they wouldn't do, into the market. They did sell 200 tons to India and two other countries in that periphery in Asia. I forget the name, name of the two countries, but their take on was small. And I even, at that time, questioned that, because India, after the Second World War, during Bretton Woods, was one of the countries, there were only four countries, that were involved in holding this IMF gold, so to speak. And it was, and still is, my contention on this Indian purchase that it was bogus, because I think that gold was sold long ago to depress gold prices. And I think they were short the gold and supposedly bought the gold back in order to level their books. So that's something you can think about, because these people never tell the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it is patently, if you want to know what's going on, don't ask them officially. Behind the scenes, if you get your own spies, you can find out. And usually we don't find out things until long after the fact, unfortunately. So this recent BIS maneuver with this gold and these SDRs, I think is bogus. I think it's a ruse. And, you know, you got to stop and ask yourself, did the IMF lend the SDRs to the BIS? Or did the BIS have SDRs? We don't know. And so I think all in all, it's had little impact, because after the announcement came out, supposedly discovered at the bottom in a footnote of a BIS statement, gold started to move back up again. So I don't think that the heavy hitters in there that are buying gold bullion internationally paid much attention to it. I think they're more interested in getting into gold and getting out of dollars, of course, especially with the dollar at this relatively high rate. Now, the dollar had recently been at 74 in the USDX, and it rallied up to 89. And it's gone back down to, around 83-something, 83.95. And I think people who have dollars, and some of them are governments, are sellers of dollars and buyers of gold, particularly Russia, China, Argentina, and Mexico, Venezuela. And so there's a lot of countries that are gold buyers. Quite frankly, I don't think gold holders are sellers. And if they were, you would have to look at the Washington Agreement Group, which is the European Central Bank group that limits itself to the sale of 400 tons a year. It was 500 previously.
Okay, hold it right there, Bob. We have to take a break here. Dan, did that answer your question?
Yeah, all you had? Thanks a lot, Bob. Take all care. Right. God bless.
Thank you. Folks, we got to take a break. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, and his website is linked with ours, intforecaster.com. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, and our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And intforecaster.com is his website. Go there and read his newsletter, subscribe to his newsletter. Bob, I don't know if you finished your thoughts there. I had to interrupt you going to the break. Were you done?
Just about. I think the bottom line is that if you look at the UN Charter, you'll find that the UN, the IMF, cannot use gold as collateral in their accounts. And most people don't know that. And so those who speak of using special drawing rights, SDRs, as currency in the future can never have a gold backing on it because it's forbidden by IMF rules. So were other currencies of the world to be replaced by an SDR, the SDR would just be another fiat currency, and you would be on a financial merry-go-round because you wouldn't have accomplished anything except realigning currencies and debt versus the SDR, which would be given an arbitrary value. So they don't have any solutions. And,
yeah, it seems to me like the model for globalism was supposed to be the European Union. And that's in shambles right now, so it doesn't look like things are going very well for their little system, is it?
No, I think what they did, and of course, anybody who was involved, and professional journalists such as myself and others knew that Greece should have never been accepted into the Eurozone in the first place, because they were keeping two sets of books, and so was in Italy. And they were assisted by Goldman Sachs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they were accepted. They knew what their debt was like through the years. And they arbitrarily decided to pull the plug on Greece. And what they didn't expect was that the Greek people were greatly against it. Now, the leadership of Greece, the PM, which is Mr. Papandreou, who is a Bilderberger and an Illuminist, he is working things out, so to speak, with the other members of the European Union, lining up loans and implementing austerity packages and attempting, as we discussed earlier, to sell off everything they could that belonged to the Greek government. And that includes the islands off the coast of Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this.
I wonder who's buying those.
What's that?
I wonder who's buying the islands.
Well, the Illuminists are for 20 cents on the dollar. That's part of what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So they can all have their own island. I mean, it's incredible what's going on. I was on Greek television twice and on radio once, and I did an interview with the editor of the largest newspaper in the country, and I told him the easiest way to solve this problem was simple, and that is default on the debt, get rid of the euro, go back to the drachma, and cut costs 30%,
mm-hmm.
which mean there would be a large layoff of people, but you know, if you want to settle a problem, that's the way you do it. And that low-valued drachma would make your goods very, very acceptable and saleable in other places where you would export to. And tourism, which is your biggest business, somebody who might go someplace else and spend $100 might spend $40 in Greece. So it would make it very attractive for business. And that is their solution. And that's not so far the way they're going. When I was interviewed a couple of weeks ago, they said, well, what do you do about that? I said, that's simple. Impeach or throw the prime minister out of office. That's not so difficult, is it? And, you know, that was...
It proved to be pretty difficult here.
Well, that's true. But Greece is what? 10% of the size of the United States, and the number of people certainly is nowhere near 320 million. So I think it would be easy to make changes there than it might be elsewhere.
So where
but the point
think...
is, if you want to solve your problem, that's what you do.
Yeah.
America is different. We still have an election coming up. We may be able to throw these cretins out of office, who are nothing but a bunch of thieves, taking money from interests that are... certainly not in line with what the constituents want.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, we can make changes that way. If we can't make changes that way, well, Americans know what the alternative is. We don't have to paint pictures for them.
Yeah. Hey, we got a bunch of phone calls piling up here. But, you know, so real quickly, before the break, can you summarize where you think ultimately Europe is going to be heading? I mean, what's your best guess?
The breakup of the euro over the next year, everybody going back to their old currencies, and eventually a breakup of the European Union and also WTO. I think that's in the cards. I think they really made a mistake here. And what people don't know is that internally in Europe, the banks... have made.
Okay, Bob, we've got to take the break here. Folks, stay with us. Those of you who are on the line, we will get to you. Just hang with us. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecast. His website's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. We'll be back here in a moment. Time's going by very quickly, but we will take your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, Bob, you know, I think what I'm hearing you say is that you believe that Europe is actually going to kind of embrace nationalism again.
Yes, that's correct.
That seems to be a very kind of an optimistic assessment.
Well, I think that, first of all, Germany was brought kicking and screaming into the common market during the German miracle during the 1960s and 70s. And they also, along the way, were forced to redeem, if you may, Eastern Germany at a very, very outrageous price. First of all, they had to go in and rebuild the entire section of the country because everything was in such disrepair. And, of course, the mindset of the people was, well, let's hang around all day and do nothing. And the worst thing was the exchange of the East with West German mark on a one-for-one basis, when, in fact, it should have been 10 Eastern marks to one Western mark. And so there's a pretty bitter taste in Germans' mouths from that. But they had to take it because they lost the war, and they were still being punished for that and for their competitiveness. And so going into, first, the European Union, they put up with that. But going into the Eurozone, they didn't want to do that. And they wanted to keep the Deutschmark. And if you go back and look at the surveys and look at today's surveys, approximately 70% of the people don't want the euro. As a matter of fact, Germans will not accept euros that are printed in other countries.
Wow.
They just, you know, they go down to the bank and give them to the bank, and the bank's got to get rid of them. And so, just to illustrate that point,
you know, there were a number of countries, as I recall, there were a few countries that had referendums on that, and they voted it down.
Well, the two were Holland, which is called the Netherlands as well, and France. And Germany was not given a referendum. Their members of parliament, Bundesrat and the House of Representatives, the Bundes, I can't think of it right now.
Didn't Ireland vote it down once, too?
Yes, and they get paid off, so they vote for it. And so the whole thing is a make-believe mirage that nobody really wants.
Mm-hmm.
And this big mistake that they've made with Greece is going to cost them everything. You know, the banks alone in Europe have taken in $3 trillion of loans from businesses and government within their own countries. Germany is a good example. Plus, they are collectively within the Eurozone borrowing from the European Central Bank over $1 trillion a year to stay solvent. All those banks are broke. Just like the money center banks in the United States. They're all broke.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is a scam. And how they do that is the central bank prints up money and gives it to them, and they hold it on their books as assets. And, of course, they're all carrying two sets of books because the BIS and the FASB, International Accounting Organization, says it's okay to do so. And, of course, it's not okay to do so.
Yeah.
You know, you see a person, he's got three heads, and you say, no, he doesn't have three heads, he only has one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how ridiculous this is. And everybody goes along with the program. And this is why I get interviewed all over the world, because everybody wants to know what's going on, and I know, and I tell them, and they say, gee, I didn't know the banks in our country were on the hook for $1 trillion. They're all broke.
Yeah.
The whole thing's going to come unglued, and it's been done, as you said originally, as a centerpiece for world government, the European Union and the euro, which then was a stepping stone to a world currency. It's all gone up in smoke for them. And Plan B is the SDR.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines, and let's talk to Tex-Mex in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Buenos Aires, yes. How are you guys?
Great.
All right. Hey, Bob, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, and it's hard to get a hold of you on some of these shows. But my question was, my father has some acreage, you know, a small place and a small house on it, and he's got, it's paid off and everything, but he's been watching the TV, and he's looking at these reverse mortgages. In your opinion, are these any good? Are they rip-offs? And if they are rip-offs, or what should he do with this in his position? He's trying to get some cash flows, what he's trying to do.
Well, I assume from your voice that your father's probably in his 70s.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's the same age I am. I'm 75. And the best thing to do when you need liquidity and cash flow is to sell the house and rent someplace and take that money and invest it in gold and silver-related assets so that it can hold its value or perhaps appreciate during the coming years that we're facing here with an international jumble, if you've been listening. Things aren't very good out there. And so I wouldn't go to a reverse mortgage. I'd just forget it.
No, they're not good at it then.
And just sell the dwelling,
uh-huh.
and take the money and put it in gold and silver related assets.
Should he handle physical, or should he handle some of the stock? You know, so hold some of the paper on gold and silver.
I would with his age, I would go 50-50, and I would be sure that in purchasing shares that he only purchases blue chip gold and silver shares, and Of course, the Republic sells coins, so you can get your coins to them. And if you need a broker and you want to get shares, all you have to do is email me, and I'll give you the name of a broker you can use. And the email address is bob@intforecaster.com. Bob, B-O-B, at I-N-T-F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. And incidentally, we answer everybody's questions.
All right.
No matter who they are.
Yeah. And the deal is should he try to, I mean, the place is paid for and everything, but the market in our area, land is overpriced, but nothing is selling right now. I'm assuming he might try to take maybe, a lower price, something to make it move quicker.
Yeah, I would price it right to the market, and you know, don't quibble. My daughter had a house for sale, and it was sold for $360,000. And the bank came back and said, we only can lend $345,000. And I said, take it.
I see.
So you don't fool around. You get an offer that's anywhere near what you want, you take it, because we're in a kind of a market where real estate has no way it can recover before 2012, and maybe not until 2015, and who knows how long it may bump along the bottom. It might be 20 more years, and he'll be deceased along with me.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we have to move on, but I appreciate the call there. God bless you. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, go right ahead.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
What was that line I heard? Why is it that the man you entrust your money with is called a broker? I understand and am sympathetic to your misgivings about the Restore America plan, but I do hope you will acknowledge that there is benefit to the education about the hidden history of how we got into this mess. I'd like to ask you a favor. I don't know if you're familiar with powercrossing.com.
Are you addressing this to me or Bob?
Well, either one of you. I just wonder if you've reviewed this presentation that explains here's what's gone wrong, and we're basically about reinstating the Constitution with the original 13th Amendment with basically a system of citizens' grand juries that are in a position to indict criminals in office that have, up to this point, immune themselves from prosecution. And I'll be the first to admit, I'd love for it to be true that there are millions of metric tons of gold that are available for funding our restored republic, and I'll believe it if and when I see it. I guess the emphasis is on if, not so much when. I'd like to see it happen, but so the issue is we need to be recognizing that the main thing we have to overcome is the disinformation that people have been told about how powerless we are supposed to believe we are compared to the establishment. And the fact of the matter is that we outnumber the plutocracy, which I think there are about 6,000 people. We outnumber them literally 1,000,000 to 1. So once the people awaken to that fact and realize that they only have the power we give them, and when we come to our senses, because their only power is the power to deceive, when we come to our senses and we retract the power that we wrongly gave them, then we reinstate the power of the people. But that's not going to happen easily, I'm afraid. And
okay,
I think
we're going
to
have
the idea of the annihilation of all fiat debt, including mortgages, credit cards, student loans, car loans, all debt that's based on a bookkeeping entry in the bankster's computer. That's one of the goals, is to annihilate all fiat debt and rebuild the economy from there. You approve of that, I trust.
Bob, did you want to respond to any of that?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I don't see anything wrong with it at all.
Okay. Appreciate the call there, Mark.
The debt is made up by a fractional banking system. Historically, it's run at 9-1 over the past several years. It's been 70-1. Right now, it's 40-1. And, like I told the people in Greece, all these banks that lent you money by buying your bonds, they made that money up out of thin air. Let them worry about it. They're the experts. If there's any blame to be cast upon people or countries by bankers, 80% of the fault has to lie with them because they're the professionals. They made the loans. They gave out the credit.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you gave it all a haircut of 80%, they'd still be bankrupt. What the powers that be behind government are trying to do in every country is keep the bank solvent because the banks are what are running the governments. The banks are all broke because they took it too far, or maybe they did it deliberately, and the whole system's coming down, and they want to survive, and they don't care who else does.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I wanted to revisit, one of the things that one of the previous callers had was asking you about was the physical possession over the paper, and you said what I expected you to say in response to that was that unless you physically possess it, that you don't really own it. What are your thoughts on that?
That's not necessarily true. If you own a share in a corporation, you own part of that corporation.
But what if I've heard Robbie Noel, and I know who you know who that is. He says all the time that you need to take physical possession of it because really paper is, you know.
Well, I know what you're trying to say, but the point is this. You compromise. You know, the leverage is in the companies that produce the gold and silver. It doesn't cost any more to produce the gold and silver at $1,000 an ounce than it does at $2,000. So the earnings of those companies go up exponentially. Now, if you look at the period between 1978 and 1981, an inflationary period, the average gold-silver share went up 40 times. That's 40 what the price of gold bullion did. Now, people bought stocks at $5 a share, $3 a share. They went to $400. So there's tremendous leverage in the shares without employing margarine or anything like that. So I go to a compromise. Take half in coin and half in shares.
Do you think people should abandon the stock market altogether? Except for maybe the gold index?
With regular stocks, yes, but not with gold and silver shares.
Right.
But everything else, I might make some special exceptions. Maybe in the oil stocks, because I think there's going to be a war and they'll probably go up. But usually when the market goes down, oil stocks go down with it. And that's, of course, dependent upon the price of oil, which is around $76 a barrel. If the market went down and oil went to $100 a barrel, the stocks wouldn't go down. And, of course, if there's a war, they might go up exponentially because oil might jump from $76 to $148 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
But we don't know until we get there. We don't know for sure that there's going to be a war. We don't know for sure if the general market's going down, but it probably will based upon what we see over the 6 months coming and forward. The world economy is not going to be as good as others would like it to be. The IMF says it's going to get better. The IMF is wrong.
Yeah.
They're usually wrong. And they get some of the best economists in the world. Why are they wrong? Because it has nothing to do with economics and everything to do with politics and propaganda.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, now we're seeing people like Ambrose Evans Pritchard now finally starting to call this thing what really we've been calling it for, what, I think a year now, a depression, you know.
I called it a year ago, February, an inflationary depression.
Yeah.
I mean, inflation is still over 7%. I mean, go to the store and just look at the items.
Yeah, I don't see this thing turning around. And then Obama's now introducing more free trade agreements, so-called. You know, there's three more countries now that he's proposing. He's getting ready to introduce a proposal to Congress to pass. So, I mean, it's just more of the same. There's no recognition of the real problem that we need the tariffs.
That's right.
I
have been the only one out front for years saying that we need tariffs on goods and services. And everybody says, oh, we got to have free trade. Well, how about the 8 million jobs we just lost in the last 11 years through free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, and we're losing them every single day. And then we've had a recession, and we've lost another 5.3 million jobs. We lost 13.5 million jobs, 15.3 million jobs that the government admits to. Mm-hmm. I mean, goodness knows how bad really is it. We have 10 million people working part-time, 34.1 hours a week. This is no recovery.
Right.
And what the president is doing by furtherance of those treaties is further trying to destroy the base of our society.
We're not poor enough.
The president of the United States is the enemy of the American people.
That's right. We're not poor enough. You folks out there have to be poorer and poorer. We have to take one final break, a final segment straight ahead. We're going to try to squeeze in as many of the calls as possible. We ask you to be brief. Folks, our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. INTForecaster.com is his website. We'll be back here in a moment as Govern America continues.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, I want to hit the ground running here, the final segment. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Mike in Maryland. Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You got one of the best radio shows on the Internet or anywhere.
Thank you.
Always an honor to talk to Barbara Chapman. I'm Mike Meat Dog Cunningham. I send you emails occasionally, and I appreciate the fact that you do answer me when you have time. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Heidi and her kids,
real quickly,
Nick and Mike.
Mariah. We only have a few minutes.
Huh?
We only have a few minutes. Hurry.
Okay, this whole thing with the BP oil spill and looks like rolling martial law that Alex Jones talks about in the Northeast and the shutdown of free speech in BP. Do you think this ties into Agenda 21 where they're going to, because if they aren't going to knock on people's doors and politely ask them to move, they're going to do things like cause problems, difficulties, maybe unleash bombs that destroy the infrastructure, or and blame it on solar flares, that kind of thing. How do you think this ties into Agenda 21?
Well, I wrote a whole article about that. If you go to the website governamerica.com and click on Operation Gulf Greece, there's a whole article about that. And yes, I do believe it ties into Agenda 21. Listen, I appreciate the call. I wish we had more time. Let's go to JG in California. Go right ahead, JG.
Yeah, hi, Darren. Morning, Bob. I got two questions. One for you, Darren. I sent a couple of messages to you about getting rich
money. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to follow up on that. I've been up to my eyeballs in alligators.
I can imagine. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bob, as Red Beckman says and others, the bad guys got the big weapons. And everybody, like Red Beckman says, that, it'll be a rout. Some of our other callers said if they try to force troops. But like one of our thinkers that calls in many times, he says, we wouldn't be surprised with the weapons we got. And that's true. So it's like, what do we do if they got all this big stuff? In your opinion, because you said many times, we will win. Well, yeah, that's true in the end with the Lord. But it's like, what's your opinion about us ferrying out any income, anyway?
Well, you're talking about civil turmoil in the United States?
Yeah, we're like army ants. There's more of us than them, but they got the big stuff. They could just neutralize with neutron bombs and pandemics and annihilate most of us by population. Then where are we at, Mad Max society? What's your opinion about our particular survival of all this?
Well, nuclear weapons of any kind would be shared in damage by the enemy as well as us because of the closeness of people within society.
Right.
And so I don't think they would use that. They might use heavy weapons, and of course that is open to them. Have to remember that there are probably 85% of the people in the military, unless shot at, will not shoot at American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I have had many people in the military tell me, and these are active people, officers and non-commissioned officers, that if they bring in foreign troops, they're not going home.
Right.
And so it isn't as dire as you might think or others might think. There's 80 million veterans in the country. 40 million have seen combat. There's 450 million weapons in the country. And yes, we'd pay a terrible price, but we'd win.
Yeah, I was going to say, like we did with the Navy off Iwo and things like that, where we neutralized with airplanes and ship fire. Well, you don't think they could decimate cities amongst all of us, keep the foreign troops or whatever in certain cities with all these microwave and other type of weapons and decimate most of the population, then come in? You don't think that would do them any good?
Well, I don't think they want to get rid of, that many people. And, if you have an insurgent warfare, there is no demarcation of zones. Essentially speaking, where there's war and there isn't war. I mean, people like you and I will be, quote, behind the lines, wreaking all the havoc that we can. Look at the Taliban. I mean, they can't be beaten in Afghanistan. Why?
Well, we're funding the Taliban. That's the problem. Hey,
that's probably true, but the point is, insurgency.
Yeah, I appreciate the calls, and thank you so much, Bob, for being with us. Again, I'm sorry, Frank in Alabama, we didn't get to you. Folks, pray for this republic, do what you can to restore it, and stay tuned for Phil Pozderek next on the network. God bless you. Talk to you next time.